We have Beth Duffy from ChristmasTreesOfKindness.com. Beth, are you with us?
Yes. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning to you. Thanks for joining us this morning. The Christmas Trees of Kindness. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how this all got started.
Thank you so much. So we now live in Aurora, Ontario. Originally, I'm from near Hazleton, Pennsylvania, and we started a family Christmas tradition about 20 years ago of taping a construction paper tree to our cabinet in the kitchen, and we would tape ornaments to our tree as one of us completed a kind act. And the goal was to keep the focus of our holiday celebrations on giving and giving kindness as well as receiving. And we had a lot of fun over the years as a family and with friends, and we wanted to share the activity with others, and the Christmas Tree of Kindness app is the result. So
now, did you find that at the time when you started this that perhaps, and you know, not disparaging anybody, but perhaps your family was lacking, that people weren't doing that and you were noticing it more and more?
That's a great question. And I must say that we just noticed as a family, we were busy focusing on gifts and receiving material gifts, you know, physical gifts, which are wonderful and it's joyful. But we also wanted to make sure that we kept the meaning of the season, which also is giving, and you know, for different people it's different for different reasons, but giving and also celebrating December 25th.
Right. So the acts of kindness was a way to teach your children how to really celebrate the spirit of the holidays, and were they resistant, or did they go along with it really well at the beginning?
So I would say that it wasn't easy. Because we were such a busy family like everyone else with a lot of activities. And although we would say, you know, we want to do this and do kind acts and decorate our tree, you know, days would pass and the tree gave us a chance to focus on and say, uh-oh, we don't have many ornaments there and Christmas is coming up. You know, what are we going to do? Let's make a concentrated effort today to go out and do something nice for someone. And it became a lot of fun because, you know, we would all have our different responsibilities during the day, but we would come home and then tell our stories about how we did do our kind acts. And I must give, you know, a shout out to my husband. He always seemed to have some entertaining stories to share as he would add an ornament. And we would often, so that helped, you know, that helped knowing that we had a deadline and that
right.
we had a common goal. But it wasn't easy, and not that I would yell, but I would just strongly say that we better get moving because our tree isn't decorated. So
yeah.
That was fun in its own way too.
I got to imagine that it's like breaking old habits, and people fall into a rut, especially with children. I got to imagine that it was a little tough, but eventually they came around. What were some of the things that they did, and was anybody trying to one-up each other on their kind deeds?
So, you know, simple kind acts are as beautiful. Well, no, I don't know. But in my estimation, you know, start small and work up. But some of the small ones that I really appreciated, you know, were just helping empty the dishwasher as a surprise when I was tired at the end of the day. Or including, you know, hearing that they included someone that wanted to be included at their school. And then a bigger activity would be, you know, as a family, we would gather magazines and bring them to the local food bank because they have a literacy program there. So we would work on that, you know, together. So that was a bigger act of kindness for all of us.
Now, if somebody wanted to incorporate this into their families, what's the best way to get about doing that?
Yes. So now, if the simplest way is to remember ChristmasTreeOfKindness.com, and that has all of our information, and you can download the app from there or the Apple Store. And there's a free version of the app that you can try, or there's a 99-cent version with all features. And the thing that I'd just like to mention that's really attractive about the 99-cent version is that it would allow, for instance, you and me, Eric, to join the same tree. And although we're separated by distance, I could see when you add an ornament, and I could tap that you added a gingerbread man, and I could see your act of kindness. So this is especially appealing for older people who have iPads that are separated from their family during the month of December to reach out and have grandchildren, you know, join the tree and work cooperatively on doing something nice by December 25th. But all that information is included in our website, ChristmasTreeOfKindness.com.
And how long ago did you start this?
So I would say it was about 8 years ago, and we've grown each year in different ways.
Now, has the app been around that long, 8 years, or is it app something that's recently come? I'm just trying to, is there a lot of downloads? That's what I'm getting at. Are a lot of people downloading this and getting involved?
So I must say that the app has been around for about 6 years, and the free app has been very successful. And I think, you know, over the years, we've had about 4,500 downloads. And we keep revising and improving the app. So this is the first run with this new version, the 99-cent version, which includes a new Christmas story and a printable craft that you can print this activity and do it the same way we did. But anyway, so make a long story short, it remains to be seen how we do this year. So that's why we really appreciate you even, you know, helping us to educate others about this great way to help celebrate the season.
I think it's a wonderful idea, especially, you know, to get children involved young and early in doing acts of kindness. You know, I mean, we hear stories all the time about people going through the drive-through and somebody in front of them pays for their meal, you know, the meal or coffee for the person behind them. We hear about that all the time, but we don't hear a lot about kids getting involved with acts of kindness. And I think this is a wonderful idea.
Yes, and thank you so much. And the one other thing that I learned that maybe a lot of other people know is that you can gift apps. So as people are, you know, trying to think of what would be a nice gift for someone, it's really easy to go to the Apple Store and tap a little button on the right, but that's the box. And if you have a person's email, you can send them this app as a gift or any other app that you might like. So, you know, it's great for the holiday season, something affordable for children and adults alike.
And real quick, I just want to ask you real quick, is there a funny story? You said your husband told a couple stories. Is there a funny story your husband had when he put an ornament on the tree?
Now, let me see.
You know what? Maybe because we're kind of up against it, we're going to have to end here soon. I thought maybe you had something on top of your head, but that's cool. We'll talk to you again and we'll do it. If people want to download this again or contact you or contact your organization, how do they do it again?
ChristmasTreeOfKindness.com.
Okay, ChristmasTreeOfKindness.com. Beth, thank you so much for joining us this morning and good luck. I hope this spreads because what a wonderful, wonderful thing that you have going on here. ChristmasTreesOfKindness.com. Thank you so much, Beth.
Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Merry Christmas.